afternoon. I drove Spro down to Chicago, and honestly, you guys ought to be up biking today, so it's just gorgeous out there. But I do appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you for just a few minutes today about what we're doing at IDOT, how we want to make a new partnership, a better partnership, a growing partnership with our friends in the bicycle and pedestrian community, and think about how we are investing scarce dollars in ways that move people, not just move cars. That's what we're about at IDOT, and I hope that you're starting to see some new thinking about what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. I think most of you met John this morning, John McCormick, who is our new bike coordinator. John brings a wealth of experience to his job. And I think it's time also that we got back into how do we get the engineering piece of what we're doing, and how do we think about our roadways as we're designing them, thinking more multimodally, thinking about bike access, thinking about how we are moving people in a safe and reliable way. And John's going to bring that to you. We're pleased to have him. I hope he's pleased to be here. But we're really pleased to have him, and we're lucky to have him, and I hope you all get to know him well. I want to say that it is a bit of a new day at IDOT. We just opened last fall our first protected bike line in Chicago, something that people never thought would happen, something that some decades ago said we would be kicking and screaming into. But it's the way that we're thinking. It is the new future of IDOT, the way we think about transportation and moving people. Bicycling is a transportation option, and we've got to start thinking about it as a travel option. It's not a side thing we do. It's not something that's just fun. It is the way that people travel. It is the way that people get to work. It's the way that people get to their grocery store, their doctor. And we've got to think about it in that transportation mode and in that transportation way. You know, we've come a long way. Back from Ice-T, when we first got enhancement money, and people said, really, you're going to use roadway money on bikes, and it's going to be a disaster, and it wasn't. It was anything but a disaster. It was a way for local governments and state government to think about bicycling in a new way, thinking about how we use state, federal, and local funds on a kind of travel option that makes sense to many people in many communities every day. And that makes sense more and more. You know, as I look and talk about the changing transportation system of Illinois across this country, I talk about the demographics. And part of that demographic is young people simply don't want to drive as much. It's a fact. It's not changing. And we've got to find ways to accommodate their travel needs in a way that makes sense to them. And in many communities, big and small, that means having an option to bike to work, to bike to school, to bike to where they need to go every day. So we are at an opportune time, I believe, as we start to look forward to where do we go next. We have this little bit of money that I'll talk about at the end of this and how we are investing state resources in bicycling. But what are the next steps? How do we grow this in a way to make sure that it is an option for everybody? We're not getting rid of cars. That's not going to happen. But how do we give people an option to bike if they want to bike in a safe and efficient manner? That's the conversation that we need to start to have, and we need to start to have it together. It's not a conversation we need to have inside of IDOT, and it's not a conversation you need to have without IDOT. It's a conversation that we really need to start to have together as we look towards the future. I look at Ride Illinois, and I've known Ed for a long, long time, and we've had a good relationship in the past, he and I. We need to build on that. We need to take advantage of the good things that this organization and all of your organizations are doing out there. If we're going to get more active in non-motorized transportation issues, we don't need to make things up from the ground up. You're doing work out there. You're doing it every day. How do we incorporate that into our thinking? How do we incorporate that into our design? How do we incorporate that into our investment strategies? That's what we want to do, and that's what we want to do together. And it's going to be through organizations like Ride Illinois that are going to lead us into that conversation. You know, when I got here, for those of you who don't know me, I was with IDOT for 22 years. I went to this organization called CMAP, the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, as their executive director for 9, and now am back at IDOT. But when I first got back, I noticed a number of things. They talked about state employees and the bad rep they get. The first thing I remembered was, honestly, how hard our people work. And when you work with them, every once in a while, just say thank you. Because they work really hard, they get beat up every day, and they deserve a thanks now and then. I really appreciate that. second thing that I noticed was the structure of IDOT hadn't changed since the 1980s. We were still very siloed. We had highways, we had transit, we had railroads, we had airports, and they didn't talk to each other. It wasn't because they didn't want to, it's almost because they didn't know how. And so when we came in, we said, we want to build a 21st century organization that thinks about transportation in a new way. And I asked our staff, what is it that we do? And basically, we do two things. We develop programs and we deliver projects. And everything else supports that. And those other things that support are really important. But at the end of the day, we develop transportation programs and we deliver projects. And that's how we decided that we would start to form a new IDOT, a new way of looking at it. There is no highway department anymore, highway division. There is no transit division. There's a program implementation and a program development group, and they have to work together. I'll give an example that isn't quite applicable to this group, but when we got here in Normal, we've got this big high-speed rail program going on, and we were woefully behind. And it was because it was being run out of our rail division, because that's what they were told to do. We had all this expertise in land acquisition, we had all this expertise in engineering, and all this expertise in legal that wasn't being brought in. And without that expertise, we weren't going to make it, to be perfectly honest. So we came in and put together teams to solve problems. And that's what IDOT is going to be about, bringing the right people from the right teams to solve the problems that we face every day, the problems that you face every day, to bring expertise from across the department and from across our partners to think about that kind of change. We truly are moving towards a multimodal or a mode neutral way of thinking. We don't think about, well, we need to build a highway, we need to extend a transit line. We need to think, what problem are we trying to solve? And what is the best way to solve that? And what is the best way to solve it across modes? It's new for us. It's hard for us, to be honest. I get a little impatient with it at times because we're not moving as fast as I would like. For those of you who might have heard me speak a year ago, I said, be patient with us. I'm saying the time for patience is over. You need to be pushing us. You need to be pushing us hard to make the changes that you think need to be made. We have an opportune time. This is it. And we need to be pushed to make the changes happen. The other piece that we're working on is a new long-range transportation plan. In the past, these have met federal requirements. They've done what we had to do to keep federal money flowing. It wasn't really thought of as a way to think about the department, and we're looking at it much differently. This is a plan that guides investments. That's what this is about. And investments across modes, investments across communities, investments across the state, how do we think about it? And I think there's a real role for you all to play in helping us think about what do we think about bicycling in this plan. Where should we be investing money? We've got an ITEP program that still runs. It's a drop in the bucket of the money that we spent. How do we think about investing in a different way to provide more opportunities for us to build connections, for us to build the kind of system that makes bicycling work? Because like anything else in transportation, bicycling has to rely on a system to get people from here to there and where they need to go. So I am asking for your help in this way. I'm asking, as we go out and reach out to communities and talk about this long-range transportation plan, I want you to be there and I want you to tell us, here's what we need to be thinking about. Here's how we need to think about transportation investments. Here's how we need to think about bicycling in the 21st century here in Illinois. It's not just about bike lanes in Chicago. That's not what it's about, although we're proud of what they've done and we're proud to be a partner in that. It's about opportunity across the state. In big towns and small and rural areas and small cities, that's what it is. And I look here in Bloomington Normal, I look at Champaign-Urbana and some of our other communities in Danville that have done a really nice job on their own, pretty much on their own. We need to be at the table with you, and in a lot of cases, we need to bring some resources to the table with you. That doesn't mean we're going to bring everything you want, I'll say that right now. There's never going to be enough money. But I think we do need to step up, and we need to think about it from that perspective of how are we helping you continue to create the kind of environment that will promote bicycle use across Illinois. I also want us to think, as we're doing this plan, about trip making. I think a lot about how people travel, how they get from point A to point B. What is the trip that is most attractive to bikes? Where should we be concentrating our efforts in thinking about these kinds of trips and these kinds of location, those that are too far to walk, those that maybe you don't need to get in a car, and maybe it's not even in your best interest to get in a car to go from point A to point B. What do those trips look like? Help us think through where we should be focused, because that's where we have to focus our resources. Where should we be focused, and how can we make the best use of the limited dollars that we have? I want to close, and I am going to Ed, let me take a couple of questions before I leave and talk about ICAP. We are going to be releasing the next cycle of awards. We had 241 proposals, $261 million worth of proposals. We have $30 million worth of cash, so you figure it out. It's not a lot of money for what I'm sure are some very good projects that aren't going to get funded. And we've got to figure out what to do about that. I'm not going to fix it this year. I can't fix it this year. The state budget doesn't allow me to fix it this year, but we've got to plan for when we actually do have fiscal resources and make sure that you're at the table when we're talking about those. So we are going to be on a two-year cycle. In the past, even when I was there before, it was kind of hit and miss about when we would put out applications, when they would be due. What we want to do is make sure that you know what the cycle is, with applications come out in the spring and due in the fall, so that you know how to plan. We've got to make it as easy for you as we can to get the projects that you need done, but it also gives you some time to think about, okay, I don't have to, just because it came out today, I don't have 30 days to figure out what I'm going to do. You know this cycle is going to happen. If you're not ready for this cycle, that's okay, because you know another one's coming right behind it. So we need to get into that systematic way of really doing ICAP and ICAP awards. And the other thing is, we talk about ICAP and the awards that we make, I'd like to have a conversation about whether or not we should continue to use federal funds for these projects. I think that it's a hindrance in many ways. I'd be honest, I look at some of these applications and think the stuff you're applying for is not worth the headaches of going through the federal process. Is there a way together that we can think about adhering to federal specifications but using state money rather than federal money? I've got the flexibility in this new Black Grant program that the feds put to move money around, and maybe we don't use federal money for this, but we put state money into this program instead to make it easier for you, but still building quality infrastructure out there. I don't want to do it so that we don't follow anything and we get out there and it's no good after 5 years. We want it to last. But I think we've got to together think about an easier way for you to deliver the projects that your community so greatly need. We're in a tough time in Illinois. I don't think that's news to anybody. And we're in a tough time in transportation. We are not investing enough money in our transportation system. Whether it's roads, whether it's bridges, whether it's transit, whether it's bicycles, we are simply not investing enough money in it, and we've got to fix that. We've got to figure out how to make sure that we're investing wisely, that the taxpayers are getting their money's worth. But I tell people, it is that. It is an investment. Investment in transportation is an investment in your communities. From my old CMAP days, I used to say transportation is really only about two things. It's about improving the economy, and it's about strengthening our communities. And that's what we can do here. That's what we can do with our new bike program. That's what we can do with expanded thinking about how we work together to build the kind of facilities that you need, and we need, and the people of Illinois need. So thank you very much for having me. He's got the clock on me, so I know that. Anybody? Yes, sir.
I just want to make a comment. Thank you for the thought process. That's all.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's got to be more than a fun process. You know, this is where I am with our senior staff. I want to see some real movement on these issues. I'm tired of talk. I'm tired of talking about it. I want to see some action. And so, again, help us. Help us figure it out. But thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Yes.
Possibility feasible for things like the Northwest Highway.
I will tell you that The Northwest Highway up in the northwest suburbs concerns me on a safety perspective. I think we have to make sure that we the protection is solid. We've got examples where it works. I'm not opposed to looking at it. I'm not opposed to see where it is. You know, I live downtown Chicago, and I got to be honest that most of the places that I ride, I'm afraid to ride. Most of the places that I ride, I'm not a good enough urban biker to be on. And so I want to make sure that as we look at these options, is that the best option? Is there something else that we can use in that same geography to make it safer and still get people where they want to go? But we've got new mechanisms to make them safe. So I think there are opportunities everywhere to look at things like that. Yes, sir.
Why are we using the federal money or not? I don't know, but I have the impression that the state has the latitude in designing the federal the way the federal process is implemented in Illinois. And is there, my question is there a way to streamline that process to make it less onerous?
Well, I think that's part of John's job is to figure some of that out, to be honest. But there's only, to be frank, so less onerous you can make the federal process. It's designed to be onerous. And so I think there are things we can do to help that. But I'll admit that I have concerns with a huge unobligated balance we have in this program, that we are not moving projects through the system fast enough. Part of that's our fault, part of it's your fault, part of it's the Fed's fault. But we've got to find a way. It makes no sense to me to have money sitting around when we have needed projects out there that are ready to go and ready to be built. So I think part of what John is going to be doing in the policy side of his job is looking at where do we have flexibility, where can we streamline things, what can we do differently. And I think that's an option we'll have to look at. If we want to make it as easy as we can to get projects done. Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for being here, Secretary. We greatly appreciate it. So we have two more breakout sessions to close out the summit today. Hope you enjoy those. And.